In this bulletin, the federal government announces more assistance for Papua New Guinea's coronavirus response. The European Medicines Regulator stands firm in its support of the AstraZeneca vaccine. And Dominic Thiem crashes out of the Dubai Tennis Championships. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Flights between Papua New Guinea and Australia have been suspended due to COVID-19 concerns. Freight will continue, but charter flights will not, while passenger caps between Port Moresby and Brisbane will be reduced. The federal government will spend $144 million to support PNG, including sending personal protective equipment. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne has announced 8,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccine will be provided for frontline health workers in PNG.
We'll fill a critical gap in advance of Papua New Guinea's receipt of its vaccines from the COVAX facility. They are expected in Papua New Guinea in April and then further doses in May. So this gap for frontline workers will be absolutely essential for those people to be able to continue to do the job that they are doing.
Australia's Chief Medical Officer, Professor Paul Kelly, says COVID-19 is spreading in PNG at an accelerated rate.
We've seen of the cases that have been diagnosed in PNG, half of them have been diagnosed in the last couple of weeks. Recognising that they do not have the resources for mass testing as we do here in Australia, and so any number you see coming out of Papua New Guinea in terms of cases and even deaths will be a major underestimate.
Europe's medicines regulator says it remains firmly convinced the AstraZeneca vaccine is effective, despite some European countries temporarily suspending inoculations. Emir Cook, the executive director of the European Medicines Agency, says investigations are ongoing, but has reiterated that the number of blood clot events reported in vaccinated people seems not to be higher than what's seen in the general population.
At present, there is no indication that vaccination has caused these conditions. They have not come up in the clinical trials and they're not listed as known or expected side events with this vaccine. So while the investigation is ongoing, we are still firmly convinced that the benefits of the AstraZeneca vaccine in preventing COVID-19 with its associated risk of hospitalisation and death outweigh the risk of these side effects.
Final conclusions will be delivered this week. The federal government says 6 million Australians will be able to book their first COVID-19 vaccine appointment today. Anyone in Phase 1B is now eligible. More than 1,000 clinics are expected to begin administering the AstraZeneca vaccine. The number will reach 4,000 clinics at the peak of the program. SBS News contacted 5 of the clinics that appear on the government's website and none were taking appointments. The clinics said they'd not yet received any vaccines and could only offer to put people on a waiting list. New South Wales has recorded one new COVID-19 case. The person is already in isolation. Premier Gladys Berejiklian has urged caution, but says the positive case is an overseas traveller in quarantine. She's also announced the easing of restrictions will be going ahead, meaning that from today, standing up while drinking at a pub or a bar will be allowed.
At this stage, there is no cause for us to change any of the restrictions that are being eased today. But of course, as I say every day, the pandemic is evolving. And if we have to adjust any of our settings, we will. But at this stage, because the case identified overnight is already in quarantine, it's not unsurprising they're on the same floor as the security guard and the traveller that actually had the original case. And so health is undertaking all the genomic testing today. There is no cause for us to be alarmed in the community, as there are yet to be any cases identified beyond that hotel.
And Queensland has recorded 6 new cases, all are people in hotel quarantine. In tennis, top seed Dominic Thiem has crashed out of the Dubai Tennis Championships in a stunning loss to Lloyd Harris. South Africa's Harris hit 9 aces, dropping just one of the 30 points on his first serve. Thiem didn't serve a single break point in a 6-3 6-4 victory that took Harris just 73 minutes. And now today's weather. Perth, sunny and 33. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 29. Melbourne, similar conditions, 26. Hobart, mostly sunny, 23. Canberra, cloudy and 20. Wollongong, a shower or two, 22. Sydney, much the same, 25. Newcastle, showers and 24. Brisbane, rain, 23 degrees. Cairns, a shower or two, 31. And Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm and 31 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.